From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in met Tuesday at the White House. As skepticism grows about the chances that a summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will take place, Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports, the president had a lot to say to reporters on Tuesday.
The president's supposed to meet with Kim Jong-un on June 12th in Singapore.
There's a very substantial chance that it won't work out, and that's okay.
But also that there's a good chance it will. The president's statements are a microcosm of concerns here at the White House about preparations for the summit, especially after North Korea threatened last week to scrap it. The president met here with South Korea's leader, who says they are one step closer to the dream of a denuclearized peninsula.
The fate and the future of the Korean Peninsula hinge on this.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Trump said of Kim, "I think he's absolutely serious about the planned talks." Mr. Trump said Tuesday there is no deal yet to lift the 7-year ban on the sale of American-made components to the giant Chinese telecommunications company ZTE. But he did say there might be a settlement as part of ongoing trade talks between representatives of the world's two biggest economies. Trump told reporters at the White House he would support a $1.3 billion fine against ZTE for violating the U.S. ban on trading with Iran and North Korea. Now, briefly, many gunshots have been heard in Panama City, Florida. Police have surrounded a bank and an apartment building. And China says it will reduce auto import duties effective July 1st as part of its promise to buy more American goods. This is VOA News. A large explosion Tuesday at a market in southern Kandahar province in Afghanistan killed 16 people and injured 38. The bombs exploded as a bomb disposal team was at the scene trying to defuse them. Without blaming any specific group, the Afghan president's office said the goal of the, quote, terrorists was to inflict heavy casualties on civilians. American lawmakers on Tuesday applauded heightened economic and diplomatic pressure on Venezuela after a much-criticized presidential election, but openly admitted that no easy solutions exist for the country's deepening crisis. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports from Capitol Hill.
With his country in the throes of economic collapse, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro won re-election Sunday in a vote boycotted by the opposition and slammed by the Trump administration as a fraud. The Senate's number two Republican, John Cornyn, summed up Venezuela's crisis this way.
What a mess. I'm not clear what should happen now, but I think it should be a matter of U.S. concern because there's a lot of people hurting. It's also in our backyard.
Another Republican, Senator Jeff Flake, echoed the sentiment.
It's a terrible humanitarian situation there, and we want to find some way to make Maduro change his calculus, but nobody has very good ideas right now.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
On Tuesday, Maduro expelled the top American diplomat and his deputy, accusing them of conspiring against the Venezuelan government. At least 9 people have been killed in southern India when police opened fire on protesters demanding the closure of a copper plant. A police officer told the French news agency that attempts by security forces to disperse the 5,000 people with baton charges and tear gas were ineffective before they opened fire with live ammunition. The violence came after months of protests against the Sterlite copper smelting plant owned by the London-based mining giant Vedanta Resources. Demonstrators said the plant had polluted the area's groundwater and had put local fisheries at risk. The plant was closed in late March by pollution regulators, though it could reopen as early as June 6th. Pakistan will host an anti-terrorism meeting of a China-dominated regional security group Wednesday. The 2-day conference of legal experts is taking place under the framework of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, or SCO, which includes China and Russia. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.